Exciting, man. You know, a lot of energy has been boiling up. A lot of hard work has been prepared and put in to come down to this moment and start day one of training camp. So we'll get kicked off today with the conditioning tests and go from there.
What did you do during the off season?
You know, a lot of working on technique and focusing on learning the different aspects of the defense. You know, we got a new system going in and things like that. So just getting acclimated to what we got to perform on the field and definitely working on my craft.
This is so much different for you than it was a year ago. You just kind of compare the differences in the mindset and just now you know what to expect in a sense.
Definitely. A lot has been asked from all of us as individuals to perform at a high level coming in season two. You know, the coaches have put in a lot of trust into us as far as the prior draft classes and things. And so the expectation is high for each and every one of us. And so I'm glad we've been able to put in some work as a team and as a unit in OTAs and mini camp. And so today we'll be able to hash out some more things and be able to come more as one as a team.
You grew up around this area, so you know that the Raiders haven't had a winning season since 2002. With that said, I mean, every year this is a time of optimism. Why is this year, though, going to be maybe the year that you turn things around?
Well, you know, I would say the future work that's been put in, the past work that's been put in, even through last season, you know, just by changing the atmosphere and through all the coaches that we had last year, I think each and every one of them did a good job with changing and molding us into a different team this year. And so that'll only continue to carry over into this season and continue to carry over into training camp. And training camp will be a better time for us to mold as a unit and really become one and further that transition of becoming a new team.
Is there a different mentality for you personally last year you're coming in as a rookie trying to prove yourself this year? They expect you to be in the starting lineup. Does that change kind of how you go about your business at all?
You know, it definitely changes. You know, when you are looked at as a starter, the mistakes and errors have to be limited to pretty much none. You
right.
know, and so last year as a rookie, you know, they're willing to give you those mistakes and opportunities to fail because you're learning, you're getting acclimated to the NFL and to the season and the different aspects of what you have to do. But coming into the next year and you're projected to be a starter, they expect more of a higher level from you as an athlete. And so the pressure is definitely building higher. And that's something that we live to play for this game for, is to be in the pressure. You know, all pressure is good pressure.
All new coaching staff this year. Talk about some of the characteristics that this staff, head coach Jack Del Rio, defensive coordinator, bring to the table.
Energy. A lot of energy, you know, from getting breakfast in the morning. You know, the energy is always there, and it's fun when you have electrifying a group of staff who is willing to, you know, definitely put it all on the line each and every moment and in time frame when you walk into that building. So you feed off of that energy. You know, them yelling and screaming at you at breakfast is something that you definitely get used to and accustomed to.
What kind of stuff are they yelling and screaming?
You know, we might have 10 minutes left for breakfast to eat, and they're coming in there with giving us 3 minutes left, you know. So they're yelling, you know, you had all morning to eat breakfast, you know, it's time to work. So just little antics like that is something that you enjoy and you have fun in it, and you wake up and you're excited to go to work each and every day.
TJ, you guys have a group of veterans here, you know, in key positions, but the core of this team is really made up of the younger players. And like you mentioned, the last couple of draft classes, a lot of expectations. Is this the year that young core kind of has to take over this team?
Well, I would say it's more the year where, you know, the younger the past draft classes have became more mature in their roles. And so each year that we draft, we've been doing an excellent job and a tremendous job with, you know, those rookies coming in into their second year, into their third year, and the expectation building up where they're more responsible and the coaches are putting a lot more trust into them. So the veterans are only going to continue to help us, and we definitely lean off of them with their knowledge and their expertise of you know, how to interact and how to be a professional. So I think it takes all of us as a whole to accomplish the goal that we want to accomplish.
But is it fair to say that for this team to get to where it wants to go, that young core really has to take that next step?
Definitely, definitely. And that's the, you know, that's why you draft. You know, you draft to build and bring in younger talent who can fortunately carry the role, you know, later on down the road. So the expectation for them is just as high as the veterans.
Speaking of the young guys in the draft, Amari Cooper, you know, he's one of those guys that they have a lot of expectations on. What have you seen out of him in the OTAs and covering him?
You know, I think for, you know, the draft class period, but Amari has been able to do tremendous things on that field. And he's coming in and he has a business mind, like a professional mind, like at a young stage, which is very good, because the pressure that they're going to continue to put on him and the rest of the receiver core is going to be vital. So for them to handle that, I think them as a unit and the quarterback unit as well, them being able to connect with each other is something that's going to be definitely beneficial for us in the long run.
How much has he made you better this offseason?
You know, I think he's made, you know, everyone on that defense better, as far as him and, like I said, the other receivers, you know, bringing in more receivers and their expectation of being great challenged us to iron sharpening iron, you know, as far as us being able to go at each other and battle each other every day, day in and day out, and sharpen each other's skills. You know, one may get the other one day and vice versa. So they, the offensive receivers, have made all of us as a defense great, and definitely the tight ends that we've gotten are as well. They've been doing a great job.
Your DB coaches, you got Marcus Roberts in there and Rod Woodson, two guys that were great players in their own right. What did you take from them? What did they say to you that you were able to, that was able to help you over the last month and bring you into training camp?
You know, I think the biggest thing that we take from them, and I feel like as a unit, is the way that they look at the game. You know, they've been in the game for so many years. So how they view practice, how they view certain formations and, you know, just schemes of the game is very vital, because it takes experience and years of play to be able to look at the game from a different spectrum as a rookie or a second year or a third year player. So they've really given us a different angle and a vantage point on what we should be focusing on, which will help us out in the long run.
A couple more for TJ.
Guys. TJ, you look at the return game last year. Latavius started the season as the primary kick returner. You were the punt returner by the end of the year. Charles Woodson's returning punts. Are you still in the mix for that job, even though you're considered, you know, looking to be a starting corner? How do you see Brad Seeley's influence on special teams?
You know, I think Brad Seeley is a tremendous coach, and I feel like all we can do as players is go out there and execute every day that, you know, they ask us and demand us to do certain antics of the game. So, you know, I'm definitely still back there catching punts, catching kickoff returns and things like that. But, you know, Brad Seeley, Coach Seeley, he knows what he's doing. And so he'll definitely try to put all of us in the best situation to go out there and use our expertise on the field. So tremendous trust in him, and I'm looking forward to what he has in plan as well.